Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and you can stream us online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Bill Sorensen. He is the manager of a Medora Christmas show, which is coming through the entire region of North Dakota and several other locations. And Bill, thank you so much for taking time and joining us here on the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you again. And I'm very excited to talk about a magical Medora Christmas featuring past and present stars of Medora. For those who are unaware of what Medora is, Bill, you kind of want to run us through, where Medora is and what you guys do and how this magical Medora Christmas came to be.
Perfect. Well, yeah, Medora is in the beautiful Badlands of North Dakota, which are a lot different than any other part of the world, I think. And Medora is kind of unique, a town of 138 people that hosts 120,000 in the Medora musical over the course of the summer. And it's the place where Teddy Roosevelt ranched and was the place that he said he became the man that he became because of the time he spent in North Dakota and Medora. So that's its history and background. And the people that are coming to Jamestown have all been a part of Medora musical at one point. And some of them have moved on to other things and are just a very talented group of individuals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's such a history with the Medora musical. Anybody you've talked to has been there will tell you that they will love to go again and want to be there again. But this is a great chance, Bill, for a kind of a twist on Medora to be coming to cities near individuals in Montana, South Dakota, Minnesota, and of course, North Dakota, the magical Medora Christmas tour. Kind of explain what this is and kind of how it's different from the original Medora musical.
Well, it's different in that we don't have horses riding up the bluffs and we don't have a lot of choreography because some of the stages are on, but the talent is some of the best talent that's ever set foot on the Medora musical stage. And it's really been fun. And this year, it's kind of almost been humbling to be doing this, because for whatever reason, I think we've had 8 sellouts in a row.
Wow.
Right now, as we've been traveling around. And it's really, as I said, humbling and gratifying at the same time. But the talent is second to none. I mean, we have Jared Mason, who was the Burning Hill singer and the music director of the Medora musical, went on to Broadway to have star status. He was the lead in Million Dollar Quartet, the number one show on Broadway, and was also the lead in Stomp, another Broadway show, and has gone on to do things now in Nashville. And Joe Christensen, who also had solo singing roles in Broadway after he left Medora, and Emily Walter, who's performed on, well, I don't know how many different countries around the world, every continent.
Yeah.
For sure, but she's been the featured singer and on every major cruise line. And yes, they're a talented group. And my job is to provide time for them to do their costume changes. So it works out. I don't have to work as hard as they do. We also have Chad Willow, who's the maestro, the piano player, banjo player, whatever does the arrangements and the music directing of the show. So yeah, it's a talented, fun group.
It sounds like it's an absolute blast. And again, 30 shows, 24 different communities, the Magical Medora Christmas Show actually coming through our area very soon. I'll remind everybody, Bill Sorensen, manager for the Magical Medora Christmas Show. Bill, you guys will be in Jamestown, it looks like, on December 18th at the Ryland Fine Arts Center. Kind of explain what individuals can expect when they come out to the Magical Medora Christmas Show.
Well, first of all, we've had a great time in Jamestown the last couple of years that we've been there. It's a beautiful auditorium, and so it's fun for us to be there and perform there. But it's a Christmas show. It's not a holiday show. Our objective is to have you leave very much in the Christmas spirit and Christmas mood and getting ready to celebrate with family and friends. That's kind of our overall objective. Also, just to share a little bit about give some feel for what Medora is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we accomplished that with the show that we're bringing to Jamestown.
Definitely. I'm very much looking forward to it. Anybody who knows Medora or has heard of Medora, definitely something to check out this holiday season. So Bill, how do individuals go about learning more about Medora? Where do they go to buy tickets? It looks like tickets are about $30 for the show, right?
That's correct. Yep. We're kind of kept the same everywhere this year across the board. So they can go to Medora.com and get more information about the show and find out a little bit there. And also purchase tickets there. You can go right online and buy your tickets there.
Perfect. And of course, all tickets, general admission, that includes taxes and fees and everything. But get your tickets now, because if you guys have already sold out 8 shows so far, and you've done 8 shows that were sold out in a row, I mean, people need to get their tickets advance, right?
it's nice to be able to be honest with you. It's kind of nice to be able to do an interview. The last one I had, that was actually a lady that asked me, she said, so where do people go to get tickets? And I said, well, they can't. It's sold out.
Oh, man.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah.
So we still have some available in Jamestown, so we're looking forward.
Absolutely. And I want to remind our listeners, too, December 18th will be the Jamestown show for the Medora Magical Christmas. But you guys have several other shows coming up here in the next couple of days, too, Bill. What's your schedule kind of look like here leading up to your time, before your time in Jamestown?
Yeah, well, so far we've been in South Dakota and Montana and then all across North Dakota. We're in Grand Forks right now doing a show in Grafton tonight. Then we pop over into Minnesota to Park Rapids, Detroit Lakes, Henning, Minnesota, Fergus Falls. That's a little later. Alexandria, I guess, is the next night after that. And then we pop back in and catch Wahpeton and over to Jamestown.
Beautiful.
We go back to Bismarck.
Yeah, and again, all over the place. I know you'll be in Valley City, too, on December 20th. That's very, very close here, too.
Correct.
Yep. But yeah, it looks like you've been all over the place. Wrap up the show December 22nd in Bloomington. Bill, is there anything else you want to add about the Medora musical or about the magical Medora Christmas show that you guys are putting on?
Well, we were honored to be able to represent Medora. I think Medora is a special place that all North Dakotans kind of take a little pride in. And we're very honored that we get the chance to do this. And we hope to have the same pride in the show that we're doing and taking around some of our neighboring states as well. And we hope that they are more in the Christmas spirit when they leave than when they came. That's our objective.
Absolutely. So get in the Christmas spirit, get your tickets for the Magical Medora Christmas show in Jamestown on December 18th. Bill, thank you so much for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks, Warren. Appreciate it. Thanks much.